7 before the hour. Talk Radio About 7 at KVI. Short segment here, but we're going to catch up with State Senator Steve O'Bann, who's been keeping tabs on the situation in Western State Hospital. And, Steve, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on, Kirby.
We understand another tragic event down at Western State.
Well, this to me is the a very predictable and preventable thing that happened here. I've been, and others have been, telling Western State Hospital and the Department of Social Health and Social Services not to be putting violent individuals in adult family homes. Adult family homes are for disabled folks, seniors, but they've been putting violent criminals there, or those with a violent history. And a violent individual placed in one of these homes in my district killed a fellow resident, somebody there who had a brain injury and was being cared for. It, you know, no business having to share a dining room with somebody with that violent past. And that person picked up a mug and used it like a club and killed him in one swoop. It's terrible. And we've been telling the department not to do this. And now this tragedy has occurred. And it's just so unfortunate and something that could have been prevented.
When did this happen?
It happened the day before yesterday, but we just learned that the person died yesterday afternoon. And my sense is the family members of the victim probably didn't have any idea that somebody with a violent history had been placed in the same home.
Any reaction from the governor of the hospital or anyone?
None whatsoever. I found out about it from individuals associated with law enforcement. There's been no public statement to my knowledge about it. In fact, the department has been hiding this kind of information. We have no idea how many of these group homes have violent offenders in them, and I'm sure the residents don't know. So the department has been opaque about this kind of information that we just desperately need to know to keep the public safe.
Wow. And this has been a recurring problem. I know the Times editorialized 2 weeks ago, I believe, that it was time to release the police records. Western State had to come clean. The public had the right to know. And so this just has been, and you've been following this forever, and now we get somebody dead. We get somebody killed.
Right. And they don't want people to know about the extent of the problem, that they're putting these people in homes that were never designed for violent offenders. And the reason for that is the department has failed to establish appropriate, more fitting facilities around the state. They've taken the path of least resistance. These family group homes put the individuals in there, and it's a combustible mix. It's entirely predictable. And now this tragedy has happened, and the department, I'm sure, will be sued. But even more importantly, who else is at risk in other homes in my district? And then think of the neighbors nearby who are living side by side with people with these kind of violent pasts.
Yeah, who accept people that may need help, accept a community home because they have needs, special needs. They're trying to transition back into society. But if they don't know there's a violent offender and they're capable of murdering someone, that's putting them at risk as well.
Absolutely. Would you want your 85-year-old grandma to be living with somebody who had a violent past?
No.
You wouldn't stand for it.
No. Well, Steve, thanks for being with us. Stay on this. We'll talk again as more develop. If you get a reaction from the hospital or the governor, let us know. We'd be interested. The governor's out campaigning against climate change. I'd like to know what he thinks about what's happening in his own backyard. So, yeah.
Yep. He's worried about something that may happen in the future. I hope he would worry about what's happening right now in the state.
Thank you, Steve O'Bann.